just before he does return. That's the blessing of coming to the 1335. Yet Sister White says we're not going to know a time in regard to any of his promises that he's made of special significance, and that is a promise of special significance. Another one that they sometimes use, and there's many ways they try to apply these time prophecies, and another one is the special resurrection of the faithful just before the Lord returns. They'll end up the 1335 concluding there and say, there's the blessing of coming to the 1335. We get to see our loved ones, the Adventists that have been laid to rest, resurrected, and we get to see the Lord return all together. But Sister White says, we will not know the time of any special promise. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 84, says this: there will always be false and fanatical movements made by persons in church who claim to be led of God, those who run before they are sent, and will give a day and date for the occurrence of unfulfilled prophecy. Brothers and sisters, it's not simply we won't know the day and hour that the Lord are going to return. We're never going to have a day and a date for the occurrence of any unfulfilled prophecy, according to inspiration. Selected Messages, Book 1, page 189. A copy of a vision the Lord gave Sister White, June 21st, 1851, at Camden, New York. The Lord showed me that the message must go and that it must not be hung on time, for time will never be a test again. I saw that some were getting a false excitement arising from the preaching of time, that the third angel's message can stand on its own foundation, that it needs not time to strengthen it, and that it will go with mighty power and do its work and will